though we can go straight to Jesus, think about it like this. If we go to Jesus with the help of the other members of the mystical body of Christ, well, then there's going to be more fruit that bears from the prayers that I offer to Jesus or whatever request I make of Jesus, if it's petitionary prayer. And here's the biblical passage to justify this, Gabriella. James chapter 5, verse 16. St. James teaches us that the prayer of a righteous man avails much. The saints in heaven, well, they're perfected in righteousness. They're perfected in charity. And so guess what? Their prayers are going to avail much, much more than the prayers of an imperfect righteous man.
The question is, who are we asking to pray for us in those specific situations? Well, we're given that explicit answer in verse 16, where we're told to confess our sins to one another and to pray for one another. So who's being spoken of here? The saints in heaven? No, those who are present within the local congregation. And James adds, not just anyone, but in verse 14, he tells us specifically, is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Elders being that ancient term that we use today, kind of interchangeably with the term pastors. So he's urging Christians to pray for one another, and he's urging us to have pastors pray for us, especially when we happen to be sick or in times of extreme difficulty. So the notion here that we're being invited to invoke saints is just completely absent. In fact, James had a perfect example to be able to teach just this thing in verses 17 and 18. He mentions Elijah, and he mentions this powerful prayer of Elijah being efficacious or powerful to accomplish it. And the idea is because Elijah was a righteous man. So notice that he certainly calls us to emulate Elijah, but he doesn't call us to pray to Elijah or to seek the intercession or Elijah or to trust that Elijah will somehow gain for us God's grace or favor. But instead, the idea is we ask those who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.